Drought is no stranger to South Dakota. And when one part of the state is dealing with flooding, another can be challenged with dry conditions. Whether it's too much moisture or not enough, planning is essential to protecting your resources, both financial and environmental. Highmore area rancher Jim Falstick uses a long-standing drought plan to manage resources when conditions run dry. He says diversity is key to managing through drought.
Diversity in the operation, whether it's within your pasture mix or crop rotation mix or economic enterprise mix, diversity is really key for weathering these drought periods.
He explains moisture conditions in central South Dakota are improved from this same time last year, but the outlook to withstand dry conditions is worrisome, as the plant community has not recovered from the 2017 drought, and carryover feed supplies are depleted.
Part of our plan is to have either the forage or the capability to grow forage for a year in advance, and we aren't there, so our drought plan is in full action.
A drought plan using trigger dates can propel a producer to take action proactively. For example, selling cows early to reduce grazing pressure when moisture is limited.
If you're in the cattle business and there's going to be a huge influx of cows because of the lack of grazing opportunities, well, you might want to think about beating the rush.
Well, no one wishes for a drought. Falstick says it can force a producer to identify where improvements are needed, resulting in better management and focus on the future. Reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition, I'm Pam Geppert.